Today's shiur is Masechta Ksuvos Daf Samach. We're going to begin the last words of Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, Imhoya Makira. We learned yesterday in the Braisa that the Gemara quoted that if there was a couple that were married, so the Mishnah taught us that one of the responsibilities the wife has to the husband is that she has to nurse the children. Then the Braisa taught us, but if they get divorced, she doesn't have that obligation. However, the Braisa did say that if the child is already used to the mother, then he has to continue nursing from the mother. Imhaya Makira, she has to continue nursing him. Ask the Gemara at Kama, how long does that continue for? At what point do we say that the child recognizes his mother? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Ba'aba, Amar Rav, Shlosh Chadashim. When the child is already 3 months old, it recognizes its mother. Shmuel Amar Shloshim Yoyim. Shmuel says by 30 days, the child recognizes the mother. Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yochanan Chamishim Yoyim. By 50 days, the child recognizes the mother. Amar Rav Simi Barabaya, Halach Rav Yitzchak Shem Shem Rav Yochanan. The halacha follows the opinion of Yitzchak and the name of Rav Yochanan. Ask the Gemara. Bishlama Rebbe Rav Yochanan. The opinion of Rebbe and Rav Yochanan that say 3 months or 50 days. Kol chad v'chad ki chorfei. Some children recognize the mother by 3 months. Some children recognize the mother a little later. El l'shmul, that says already by 30 days, the child recognizes the mother. This is the way the sheet explains the Gemara. Ki agavna mi mishkachas la, is a child already recognize its mother by 30 days? Says the Gemara. Ki osra rabbi cheskel, oma le'tetzini, Lahani Kloli, the Kal Yehuda Achim Shmei de Shmuel. Don't listen to what he said in the name of Shmuel. 30 days is too young. Hachi Am Shmuel. Kozman Shmikira. He doesn't want to limit himself to a date. Every child, some children recognize the mother younger, some children recognize the mother later. And the Gemara Taka says such a story. Hahid Osla Kamei de Shmuel. There was a child with a mother that came to Shmuel. Amalei Rav Dimei by Yosef. And as the shaila here was that the mother and father apparently divorced. The father wanted the mother to continue nursing. The mother said no. And the question was the child already attached to its mother? So he said, Botka, let's do the following test. Ozel osva b'dar d'nashi. Let's line up a group of women. V'shakli lebra. And take the child. And take the child to every woman, and we'll see if the child recognizes its mother more than anyone else. Says the Gemara, Kimata Lagaba, when this child got to its mother, have a Kamasvil Appa, it started looking at the mother. We could see that the child was recognizing its mother. And the mother, Kivashtinu La'enimene, was trying to turn away. Don't look at me. Amale, so he told her it's too late. The Taifanecha, look at the child. Kum Daribrach, your child recognizes you and will only nurse from you, and you have to nurse him. Ask the Gemara, Suma Menayada, but what's going to happen by a child that's Rahman al Islam blind? How does it recognize its mother? Answers the Gemara, Amarashi Berecha Batama. Maybe it can't see, but it could pick up the mother's scent or the taste that the mother's milk is unique, and that's how he recognizes his mother. Tan Rabon, says the Braisa, Yoinik Tinik V'Hoylich at Essen V'Arba Chodesh. A child should nurse until 24 months. I saw a nice raya, because the Pasuk says that when Chana was being spoiled for Shmuel, she says that he'll be by a Kodesh Baruch Hu at Oilam. And the Gemara Masechta Tana says, what does at Oilam mean? A Yoivel. Yoivel is 50 years. But we know that Shmuel lived 52 years. So where's the Yoivel? Because the first 2 years, the mother was nursing him. So he couldn't be by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's how you have a Yoivel. Mikan ve'elach, after 24 months, ki yoinik sheketz. A child nursing over 24 months old is like yoinik sheketz. Divrei Rav Elezer. Ask the Mefarshim. As we're going to learn in a moment, mother's milk is always kosher. Moreover, since mother, we're dealing here with a child, a young child. So how could the Gemara say that there should be a problem nursing a child that's like giving him shkotzim to eat There's no Isser. It's a child. It's not an Isser. So the Mefarshim say, a very important concept. Here we're referring to Macholos Asuris, something that the child should or should not eat. So although the halacha makes a difference very often, a child, an Issa Drabanan, an Issa Deraisa, but when it comes to Macholos Asuris, which are Metamtim, Libay Shal Adam, that even affects a child, and that's why we have to be more careful and more strict. Rabbi Shuaimer, Afila Arba V'Chamishanim. You could nurse until 4 or 5 years old. And Taisa says, what does the Gemara mean when it says 4 or 5 years old? He says it depends on the child. Some children are stronger, so they could stop nursing by 4. Some children are weaker, they have to continue till 5. Says the Gemara, Pirish Lacha Esrim V'Arba Chaydish, but if somebody stopped nursing after 24 months, Kiyonik in the Chazar, and then starts up again, Kiyonik Shekets. The Gemara will talk about this halacha a little more in Badam Diyomet. Amamar, so we just learned, Mekan V'Elech Kiyonik Shekets. Drinking a mother's milk is similar to eating shkotzim. Ask the Gemara of Reminu. It says the following brisa. One would think that the milk of a human being, Malchishtaim, people considered Malchishtaim, we go on 2 feet, should be tamei. I saw a very interesting point from Rabbi Yosef Engel. He says, the Gemara is questioning the kashrus of this milk. So why does the Gemara use the word tamei? It said, Yochel cholof Malchishtaim, osur. What's the word tamei? So he says, from here we see that something that's osur to eat is tamei. It's considered tamei. Says the Gemara v'dinhu, and it should make sense that this milk is tamei. Or ma behema shikalta b'maga. If by behema we're more lenient and hilchus tuma hechmata b'chalba, we're now allowed to drink the milk of a behema tamei. Adam shechmata b'magai. So by person where we're more machmer and hilchus tuma and adin shechachme b'chalba, certainly the milk should be aser. So Mefarshim explained, the Rishonim explained, what does the Gemara mean that we're more machmer and hilchus tumah by a person, by an animal? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is, a person can be tamei even when he's alive. A nida, a zav, a zava, yaledis, are all tamei, even though the person's baruch Hashem alive. However, an animal only gives off tumah when it's dead. Another difference is, when a person, Rechman Slan, dies and he gives off tumah, he gives off tumah for 7 days. A person touches a mess, he's tamei for 7 days. If a person touches an animal that's dead, he's only tamei for 1 day. Also, how much the tumah is. A person that's matama, it's matama odom, the kalim, and everything. An animal doesn't give off tumah to so many items. So if by tumah an animal is more lenient, and we still not allowed to drink its milk, certainly the milk of a human should not be allowed to be drunk. Tamad loimer, as a gomel, the pasuk when it speaks about a gomel says, kimal sa geru hu, to teach us hu tamei, only the milk of a gomel is tamei, however, ein chol mahalkishtaim tamei el tar, you're allowed to drink human milk. Continues the braisa, yochel oitzis a cholof shen ishav bakol. Maybe I'll say milk of a human being is not osur, because not all milk of animals is osur. Only the milk of a behemoth tamei is osur. We drink cow's milk, right? Yochel oitzi es a cholof. She'en eshav b'kol. Milk doesn't apply to all animals. However, v'loy oitzi es adam. Blood, that the blood of all animals, kosher animals, not kosher animals, the dam is always osur. She'shav b'kol. So too should the dam of a human being also be osur. Tamaloimer, who tamei vein dam mahalchishtaim tamei. Human blood is tar, may be eaten. The Gemara is going to speak el tar. In a moment, the Gemara is going to explain when yes and when not. Vom Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, afilu mitzis prisha ein boy. There's no reason to avoid drinking human milk. It's 100% mutter. So Mara asks, here we're saying that if somebody nurses after 24 months, it's considered like he yarnik shekets, and here the Brisa said it's 100% mutter. How do we reconcile? Answers the Gemara, loy kasha. Hada parish, hada loy parish. Human milk is always mutter. The issue is not the human milk. The issue is the drinking of the milk. For an adult to nurse from a woman is not nice. But if you have a cup of human milk, that's 100% mutter. Hard to parish. If it left the woman's body, you're allowed to drink it. If it's in the woman's body, then you're not allowed to drink it. Says the Gemara. But by dam, it's just the opposite. The chilufa by dam. By dam, it's just the opposite. Ketanya, dam shall gabe kikar. If you have blood on a piece of bread, you know, somebody chewed a piece of bread and some blood came out of his gums. So Allah is, you're not allowed to eat that dam. Goroi vaychol, you have to scrape off the dam before you eat that piece of bread. However, let's say shibena shinayim, you have a cut in your gums and blood is oozing out, you're allowed to suck it up. Motzoi vena chayshish. So the Rishonim discuss, what about, the Gemara gave two examples. One example is dam on a piece of bread, you have to scrape it off. If you have a cut in your mouth, you're allowed to suck it. Sometimes I'm not suggesting that this is nice to do or should be done. Let's say somebody has a cut on his finger. So a lot of times what a person does is he'll put the finger to his mouth and suck to stop the bleeding. Are you allowed to do that or not? So some Rishonim say that it's usur to do that because that dam is not dam in your mouth. Most Rishonim and the halach is that it's mutter. The only shayla that Rishonim ask, it's a Tosfos from Masechta Krisis. Why isn't the problem Marasayin? That you see me sucking this blood, you don't know that this is blood that's coming from the wound. So Taisus has a very big yisod in Hilchus Maris Ayin. We're going to use it in Mitzvah Shem later again. Taisus says like this. The way I explain it is as follows. If, let's say, it's Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius here in Chutz Laretz, and there's a Jew from Eretz Yisrael here in Chutz Laretz. He doesn't have to hold Yom Tov. So he's driving a car. When I see him driving the car, for me it's Asr. That's why there's a problem Marasayin, even though for him it's mutter. Here, there's no Isser at all. It was saying that you're allowed to suck this blood. So what are you worried about? That somebody may see him do it? He doesn't see him doing anything wrong, and that's why it's mutter. Continues the Gemara. Amar Ramar, Rabbi Shua, Amar Fila Abel Chameshanim. A child even 4 or 5 years old could continue nursing. Ask the Gemara, Tanar Rabbi Shua, Amar Fila Chavesai Akseifa. Even if the child is carrying a baggage, it still could nurse. Says the Gemara, idvi idi chachiru. 4 and 5, and a child carrying a knapsack is the same shear. Om Rabbi Yosef, and says Rabbi Yosef, halach Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Marinus Omer, deineach yoinik chola b'shabbos. If you have a person that has a heart disease, and they tell him that he has to drink milk from an animal, he's allowed to nurse directly from the animal on Shabbos. My tama, yoinik mefar kalachiyat. The whole issa here is only doing a malacha kalachiyat. It's not the normal way that a person milks an animal by drinking directly from the animal. Or a makam tsara, and here, since the person is sick, legazu rabbanim. Om Rabbi Yosef, says Rabbi Yosef, halach k'reb meronis, that's the halacha. So the Ran asks a question. The Ran asks, yes, this person is sick, he needs this milk. But and as we're saying, we'll explain it a little more. It may be a nisa d'rabbanan because it's kalachayad. He's not doing it in normal fashion. But even if that's the case, ask the Ran, why should he get involved with a shayla? Why doesn't he ask a guy to milk the cow, milk the animal, and give him to drink? So the Ran answers. So this question is asked both by the Ran and by the Ramban. The Ran says that since that it's the refuah thing, that this refuah is that he has to drink the milk directly from the animal when it's still warm. If the milk will be first milked into a container, then it doesn't work as a refuah. That's the Ran's teretz. The Ramban says the reason is because it's two derabbanans. First of all, as we said, that the whole malacha here is a derabbanan, and it's a chayil shev b'sakana, and it's kalach yad. That's why he's more makel. Rabbi Chanan says that this that the Gemara here says that kalach yad is mutter, says Rabbi Chanan, we have a shayla. How do we look at kalach yad? Do we look at kalach yad as a special heter in Hilchus Shabbos? We know that malach on Shabbos only malachas machshavas, and if you don't do it in a normal fashion, that's not malachas machshavas, and that's why Shabbos it's not a problem. Or says Rabbi Chanan, and that's the way Rabbi Chanan learns, he says when the Torah says you're not allowed to do something, the Torah only means when you're not allowed to do it in the normal fashion of doing it. If you're not doing it that way, it's not considered a malacha. Not only for Hilchus Shabbos, for the whole Torah. And that's why he says, Achila Shloikadarka is not considered Achila. Derech Hanor Shloikadarka is not considered Hanor. Because the Torah only spoke when something's done in the normal fashion. Here it's not being done in a normal fashion, and there is no Isser. So there's a five-way Machloikas Rishonim, exactly what the Malacha here is. Taisva says that the Malacha here is Dosh. Rashi also learns that way. But Taisus has a problem with that, because there are shitas that says, Ein Disha Ela Begedulei Karka. You only have the Malach of Disha, something that grows from the ground. A cow doesn't grow from the ground. So Taisus says that Al Gemara is going according to the Mandama that says, Yesh, that this Disha even Shloi Begedulei Karka. The Rebbeinu Chananel says that a cow is considered Gedulei Karka. Why? Because where does a cow live from? He eats the grass from the ground. So it's considered Gedulei Karka, and we have Disha. Other Rishonim who have this problem with Disha, I saw four other shittas in the Rishonim, what malacha it could be. Some say it could be geizers or kaitzer, because we're extracting the milk from where it grows. Another shita says it's boirer, we're separating the milk from the cow. And another shita I saw is memachik, because when you nurse, you first have to make it smooth it out, you have to smooth out the udder, so it's memachik. Five different shittas, what the malacha here is. Taisus also makes a very interesting observation. Taisus says we have the same Gemara Masechta Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yudal Raman Aleph, and there the Gemara says it's only mutter to do this on Yontif. Here our Gemara says it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. So how do we reconcile the two Gemaras? Zok Taisus, Chiddush. Taisus says there are two types of Chayil Hashem by Sakana. Taisus says, and goes without saying, it's understood that if the person here is a chayil sheyesh by sakana, then you have to do whatever you have to do. We're talking about a chayil sheyesh by sakana. Says Taisus, sometimes the person is a chayil sheyesh by sakana because he doesn't have what to eat. So he's considered a chayil sheyesh by sakana. He's not really sick, he's just starving. And sometimes you have a chayil sheyesh by sakana, he's sick. Taisus says those are two different types of chayil sheyesh by sakana. And he says a chayil sheyesh by sakana because he's starving, we'd only be makel on Yontif, not on Shabbos. Al-Gemar, and that's the Gemara Masechta Yevamos. Al-Gemar is referring to Chayil Hashem Sakana, who's really sick, and that's why we're makel even on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, Nachem Ishkal Yoimer, Tzinish Olabai Kaskasin, you have gutter by a roof, and it fills up with leaves. Memachem Beragel B'Shabbos, B'Tzinah B'Shabbos, you're allowed to squeeze down those leaves, Ve'Nechoshish. And it's mutter. My tama. Because the malacha here is mesakin, fixing the gutter, and you're doing it kalach yad. You normally don't use your feet. Or makom pseido legos barabonim. Chazal said that when you have a problem, because if the gutter backs up, the water can leak into your house, Chazal will make it. Amar Rabbi Yosef, halach kenachem mishkalya. Ask Taisus, the Gemara is saying here, betzinah it's mutter, barabim it's osser. As Taisus, the halacha is that if something is asr because of maris ayin, it's asr even mechadri chadarim. So how does the Gemara differentiate with sino berabim? So Taisus says a very bechidish. Taisus says this thing that we differentiate between that when we say maris ayin is asr even mechadri chadarim is only by something that's asr medaraisa. Since what he's doing here is only asr medrabon because mesak and kalach yad, that thing that it's asr even mechadri chadarim doesn't apply. Taisus teretz. Other teretz is what we could use before. Mefarsh, the Paiskim use this Gemara to talk about a shayla. It's a little difficult to mention the shayla, but it could come up. Are you allowed to use a plunger on Shabbos? If someone's lavatory backs up and he wants to use a plunger, it's this shayla. Are you allowed to do it? So all the Paiskim discuss this, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Menachas Yitzchak and Ramosha and the Shamat Zion Balacha. And they all seem to say the following. Certainly in a case where the toilet is usable, just it's a little backed up and you want to make it more usable, it would be mutter. Because you're not really being masakin. But they say even in a situation where it is not usable, if we have, number one, a shayla of kavod habrias, if you can't use your lavatory. Moreover, they say if you do it with a shinui, let's say you usually use your right hand, use your left hand or some other shinui, it will be a situation of masakin kalach yad, but makom kavod habrias, and they're makel that you're allowed to use the plunger on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Pirish lacha esav ha'chodesh. If the child stop nursing and then you come back, kiyonik shekets. The kama, how many days is considered that you stopped, that you're not allowed to come back? Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Chaviva Mishmul, shloshi yomim. And the Rishonim say shloshi yomim means 72 hours. If the mother stopped nursing for 72 hours, she cannot resume. The Rishonim also say it's only if the mother stopped because she chose to stop. But let's say she stopped because the child was sick, or she was sick, and she couldn't nurse, that's not what the Gemara is referring to. Ikadami, another way of saying this Gemara, Tanar Rabbi Yehuda ben Chaviva Kamei Shmuel, here it is in Shmuel saying it. It was said in front of Shmuel, Shloshi Yom. Tanabon, Menekes Shemes, of Menekes Shemes Baal, that her husband passes away, B'toich Esther V'Arba Chodesh, if it's still within 24 months while the mother is nursing the child, the halacha is, HaRezeh Lo Ta'aretz Lo Tanasi, she's not going to get remarried. Why? Because we're concerned that she's going to get pregnant, and as we're going to learn, once she becomes pregnant, it spoils her milk. So if the child's father is alive, he'll make sure that his child has what to eat. But here she's getting remarried to a stepfather who may not care about the child, so we don't let her get married. Ad esen v'ar b'chaydish, divir remeyim. Yehuda ma'at b'shman esen chaydish. Yehuda says 18 months. Amr Rav Nosim by Yosef, Heinein Dibri by Shama, Heinein Dibri by Silo. The Machlokes for Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is really Machlokes by Shama by Silo. She by Shama Imrim Esen Rabba Chaydish, by Shama hold 24 months, by Silo Imrim Shema Nesel Chaydish, 18 months. Amr Rav Shimon Gamliel, Aniyach Roya, I'm going to make a comment. The Dibri Imrim Esen Rabba Chaydish, even according to the Mandam that said that she should not get married for 24 months, Mitaris Lunasim by Esen Rabba Chaydish. She could already get married in 21 months. The divrei ha'omer b'shemar nasa chaydish, and the shita that holds 18 months, mutarsli nasa b'shemar chamisha nasa chaydish, she can already get married by 15 months. Why? The fish ain't a chelav neker el achas shlosh chadashim. It takes 3 months for the milk to spoil. So let's think about it. She'll get married by 21 months. Even if she gets pregnant immediately after she gets married, it'll take 3 months for the milk to spoil. By then it's already 24 months. The same thing, by 15 plus 3 equal 18 months. Amu Ula, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Halach Rabbi Yehuda, 18 months. Rama Ma'ukva, Li hit the Reb Chanina, Losis Lacha, Chamisha Sechaydish. Me he left after 15 months, because of the cheshbon that we just gave, 15 plus 3. Says the Gemara, Arisa Dabaya, the person that worked by Abaya, also the Kamei Dabaya, came to Abaya with the following Shaila. Ma la'aris b'chamisha asa chaydish. Can I get mureses? Can I get engaged to this woman who's nursing by 15 months? Amalei surabaya answered him. Chadud ramei Rabbi Yehuda. When we have machlok ramei Rabbi Yehuda, halach Rabbi Yehuda. Va'oid b'sham b'silo, halach b'silo. Va'o ma'ula, and also we have halach Rabbi Yehuda. So I see all these rayas that halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. One more raya. Marukva li hit the Reb Chanina losays lacha mishas chaydish. He let me get married by 15 months. Koshkein at, you're not looking to make nesuin where you could get pregnant. All you're looking for is only erusin where there's no relations, so you're not going to get pregnant anyway. Koshkein at le'oris, and therefore you could get married, get mureses. Koshkein kamei de Reb Yosef. Now Abaya comes to Rabbi Yosef, his Rebbe, and tells him over, I got the following Shaila, and this is the way I paskened. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef said, you paskened wrong. Rav Shmuel the Amri Tavayu, Tzrich Lahamten Esra Abba Chodesh. The halacha is, you have to wait 24 months, because as we're going to learn, even though we have all these manda omrim that are makel, we have a klal, halacha karamei b'gzeroysof. When Ramea makes a gzera, that's the opinion we follow. And Ramea is the one that says 24 months. And the 24 months are chutz miyom shenolaboy, the chutz miyom shenasarisba. Besides the day that the child is born and the day she gets married. 24 months plus 2 days. So Abaya recognized that he made a mistake. So he's going now to correct. Rad basrei tolosa parsa. So he ran 3 parsa after the person that he gave the wrong Psaktu, Vamalai Pasa Bechala, or he ran 1 parsa, but he ran in sand, so it's hard to run, Vlayat Garta. And he couldn't catch up with the person. Om Abaya, after Abaya recognized this mistake, Ha Milsa, Dom Rabbanan, This is what Chazal taught us. Afilu bei bekutcha. Even the easiest shayla. A shayla you're allowed to eat eggs and milk. Loi lishri inish. A person shouldn't pask him the mokum rabbi, where his rabbi is. Loi mishum the mechzikaf grusa. And this is what Tosh explains. Not because the person is a hef, doing something wrong. How are you paskening where your rabbi lives? Because like Tosh explains, even if your rabbi gives you rishus to paskin shayla, you're not allowed to paskin shayla. Why? Mishum the messiah milsa. You could, because you don't have siyata d'shmaya. To paskin a shayla, you need to have siyata d'shmaya, and in a mokum of your Rebbe, you don't have the siyata d'shmaya. And I sort of say for Oracham explains why. He says, everybody needs siyata d'shmaya to paskin a shayla. So the Rebbe already has siyata d'shmaya. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give the Talmud siyata d'shmaya. There's no need to. And therefore, he shouldn't paskin. And Rabbi says, I learned what Rabbi Shmuel said, that we hold like Rameya. When the Shaila came to me, I forgot. Why? Because I didn't have the Siyata D'Shemaya. And that's Taka the Halacha. But Mokum somebody's Rebbe, he's not allowed to pass on the Shaila. The only two Haterim are one is, what does that mean? If let's say I live in America, and my Rebbe lives in Eretz Yisrael, so I can't pass on the Shaila. So the shear is three parsa. If I'm within three parsa of my Rebbe, there I'm not supposed to pass on the shayla. But we obviously see that people do pass on shaylas, even the mokum of the Rebbe, when they're within three parsa. What's the heter? So the Shulchan Aruch says a heter, that if the shayla that you're passing is explicit in a sefer, that's not called passing a shayla. Now if the somebody comes up to you and asks you a shayla, and you could take out a Mishnah Berurah and show it to him, that's not called passing a shayla, and that's why people passing shaylas even mokum the Rebbe, because they're not relying on their own thinking. They're saying over what they learned and what we could find in a sefer. Moreover, I saw the Sharm Tzion Balocha says there's a special siyata d'shmaya, which is very much in line with the Gemara that we learned, to a person who's a rav of a city. He quotes the Noida Behuda, who is the rav of Prague. That Noida Behuda says that a person who's the rav of a city and he was hired to paskin shaylas. So our Gemara just taught us that there's a special siyata d'shmaya. So certainly somebody who was appointed to paskin shaylas receives that siyata d'shmaya to paskin correctly. The Taisus makes a point. Taisus says, afilu bei bekutcha, even eggs and milk, you're not allowed, kutcha is really like a dip that has milk ingredients in it, you're not allowed to paskin a mokum your Rebbe. So Taisus says the Gemara doesn't mean to say poshup shat eggs and meat and bei bekutcha eggs and milk. Everybody knows you could eat egg omelet. You could put milk into your eggs. That the Gemara is not referring to. Taisus says what the Gemara is saying here is the halacha is that let's say you shecht an animal, you shecht a bird, a chicken, and you find an egg. The egg is already whole. The halacha is about this in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Peyim. That you're allowed to eat that egg. If the egg, however, is found in a bird, which is a nevela, then you're not allowed to eat that egg. That's what the Gemara means. A filu bei bekutcha, that the egg that comes out of a chicken that you shechted, that the halacha is you're allowed to eat with an egg, with milk, but that's really not something that everybody knows, that you're not allowed to paskin. But to say something as simple that you're allowed to eat eggs and milk, that's not called a psak, and that's not what the Gemara is referring to that you're not allowed to say. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Nosna benola meinekis. Let's say a woman gave over her child to be nursed to a professional wet nurse, or she stopped nursing him, or the child died. Then she could get married. The only reason we're not letting her get married is because she has to nurse. There's nothing to nurse. She's not nursing. Says the Gemara. Rapapa Rafuna Berei to Rishua, Sovelam Evet of the Kamas Nisa. They want to act according to this Brisa. So there was a woman told him, but the have ofda. I had a situation. Vasily Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that even if she gave over the child to somebody else to nurse, she's not allowed to get married because we're concerned that maybe that person will stop nursing and she's remarried, pregnant, lost her milk, and we have a problem. Ask the Gemara. Rav Nachman Sholu Lebe Reish Galusa. Rav Nachman allowed in Reish Galusa if they gave over the children to a nurse to nurse that they should not have a problem getting remarried. answers the Gemara, Shani Beresh Galusa, do a Hadaba. People were scared of Resh Galusa. So if somebody hired a nurse to, if somebody from the Resh Galusa hired a nurse to nurse their child, there's no concern they're going to go back on the deal. But by everybody else, that concern exists. Amar Papa, Vatan like Tizbru, don't you hold this way? We heard the Tanya. We learned the following brisa. We learned the Gemara Masechta Yevamos. The Gemara Masechta Yevamos says that a woman whose husband dies is not allowed to get remarried for 3 months because we're not sure if she gets pregnant whose child is it? 7 months to the first, or 9 months to the first, or 7 to the second. So for 3 months she's not allowed to get married. Says the Gemara Masechta Yevamos, Hareshi Dufalel Besavia. The woman was by her father's house the entire time before he died. Or Shaila Kasper Besbala, they're not getting along, so they didn't have relations. Or Shaila Bala Chavis Besasurin, he was in jail, so he couldn't have relations with her. Or Shaila Falim Dizayam, he was overseas, so he couldn't have relations with her. Or Shaila Bala Zokain, or Chari, he was sick, so he couldn't have children anymore. Or Shaila Sakara, she's an Akara. Akara means that she was married 3 times without producing children. So Kena, she already passed menopause. Or Ironus, or Ktana, the Meptelisach Mrs. Baal. After her husband died, she had a miscarriage. So we know for sure that this child, if she has a child, is the second husband. Or Shenu Lilith, she's a woman that can't have children. The halacha is, Kulan Tzrichan Lahamtim Shloisha Chadashim. You always have to wait. The halacha of Avchon of 3 months is always applicable. Divrei Rameya. Rameya says she could get married right away. Vrama, Rav Nachman Amishmael, Alok Ramei B'gzei Raisov, as I quoted before. So how could you suggest that we could stop being Mako if she's not nursing? Says the Gemara, Amalei Lavadatayn. I forgot this braisa. The Hilchsa, what is Alokha? Mace, if the child died, so there's no concern, then Mutter, she could get married within the 24 months. Gamosai, but if she gave the child over or she stopped nursing, awesome. Says the Gemara, even if the child died, we don't let her get married within the 24 months. Because we're concerned, because she's so anxious to get married, and she knows that if the child is alive, we're not going to let her get married for 24 months, she may murder the child. Says the Gemara, indeed, there was such a story, have a uvda, v'chankasei. She, a mother killed the child in order she be able to get remarried. Says the Gemara v'lohi, we don't bring a rai from that story. Which mother, Rachman Slan, kills her child? Tanabonim. We just spoke about sometimes they used to hire a woman to nurse their children. Says the Braisa, if a woman was hired to nurse a child, Harei's like Tanikima, she's not allowed to nurse with the child, loy b'na, not her own child, v'loy ben chaverta, nor somebody else's child. Paska kima, and even if the person who hired her says, we're going to give you food, but they don't give her enough food, the halacha is achelas harbe. She still has to eat enough food to produce enough and good milk. L'sich l'maydvar ma'royim l'chalav. And she's not allowed to eat things that harm the milk that will hurt the child. Ask the Gemara. We need to understand this braisa. Hashna b'no amrit lo, it would say she's not allowed to nurse even her own child. Ben chaverta meboye, certainly she's not allowed to take another child to nurse. Answers the Gemara. Ma'atem b'no hu d'chayis lo, regarding her own child, so she's worried about her own child. So that's why we're concerned, mamsle tvei, she's going to give her own child a lot to eat at the expense of the child that she's supposed to nurse. Av ben chaverta, if she's taking on a strange child, ilav de havala, Meiser, if not that she knew that she has an abundance of milk, love and mamsele, no woman would take on a second child, kamash malon, that we have to be concerned, and that's why the halacha is, you can only take on one client at a time. We learned also in the braisa, paska kima achelas harbe. Even if the person who hired her promised to give her food, but gives her only not enough food, she has to eat enough from her own. Ask the Gemara Mehecha, from where does she have? And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara is, she obviously is getting paid well enough that if the food that she's getting is not enough food, she has money to buy as much as she needs. Says the Gemara, the Gemara says she shouldn't eat bare things. What are bare things? Amrav Kahanak, going cautious, v'chazas, kas v'chazas, different types of herbs and grass, v'dag and ktanim, small fish, v'adam and earth. Abayama afilu kara, kara's pumpkins, v'chavushas quince. Rapapa ma afilu kara v'kufra, kufra is celery. Rav Ashi amra afilu kamcha, kamcha is what we spoke about before, it's kutach, it's some sort of a dip that has a dairy ingredient, v'hasa. Hasana is like a dish that they had made out of fried fish in flour. Minay paskul chalba, some of these things cause the milk to stop. Minay achur chalba, and some of them cause the milk to become spoiled. Says the Gemara, the Misham Shema Bei Rechaya, if a couple has relations near a mill, Havalei B'nei Nichfi, they'll have children that are epileptics. The Misham Shema Al Ara, if somebody has relations on the ground, Havalei B'nei Shmute, they'll have children with long necks. The Darcha Al Rama De Chamra, if they have relations by wine, Havalei B'nei Girdani, they'll have children that have long hair. The Ochla Chardala, a woman eats a lot of mustard, Havalei B'nei Zalzalin, they'll have children that are gluttons, they're always hungry. The Ochla Tachli, somebody that eats kresh, Havalei B'nei Dolphini, they'll have children that always, the eyes are always tearing. The Ochla Menuni, somebody eats these small fish, Havalei B'nei Metzitza Aina, the children will have eyes that constantly flutter. The Ochel Gurgushna, somebody eats earth, Havalei B'nei Mechurei, will have ugly children. The Shasa Shikra, if she drinks beer, Havalei B'nei Uchmi, she'll have children that are dark complexion. The Achla Bisra, the Shasa Chamra, but if she eats meat and drinks wine, Havalei B'nei Berye, she'll have healthy children. The Achle Bei, if the mother eats eggs, Havalei B'nei Anani, she'll have children with large eyes. The Achla Kavri, if she eats fish, Havalei B'nei Chinani, she'll have children that have chain, that have a lot of charm. The Achla Karpasa, if she eats celery, Havalei B'nei Zifsni, she'll have children with a nice glow, with a nice complexion. The Echla Kuzbrasa, Kuzbrasa is coriander, Havalei B'nei Bisrini. She'll have children that are B'nei Bisrini, that are big, healthy. The Echla Esrga, if she eats Esrogim, Havalei B'nei Richni. She'll have children that have a nice aroma. Says the Gemara, back to the Shvamaka, Echla Ba Ima Esrga, the daughter of Shvamalka, her mother ate esrogim when she was pregnant with her. When her father wanted to have a nice smell, they didn't have to bring any perfume or besamim. They brought her. She had a wonderful aroma.
Oh, see, you should come on.